Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Hey, mate. Welcome to Great Mates. My name's Cade.
And my name's Troy. And I appreciate the little head roll that you did prior to that happening.
Yeah.
I think it's like it just adds that little bit extra.
It does. I have to warm it up because it's kind of like I haven't been saying hey, mates, to anyone lately. So I don't want to pull any muscles. So that's kind of why I do those little fun exercises. And it's the only exercise I've been getting in like the last, I don't know, 13 years. So I've got a stitch now.
30 years, you mean.
Great mates!
Mate, you got to get what you can.
But that's right.
Just get it in. Get it done. Feel the burn.
That's right.
As it were.
I haven't been to the gym in the longest time.
Yeah, okay.
Like the longest time. It is absolutely disgusting.
What would
have kids?
What's
the
longest time in actual time frames?
I would say close to 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
You fat prick.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you haven't been to the gym in 2 years, you are certified obese.
And did you ever go to the gym really in the first place? It's like if you're a virgin and then you don't have like you have sex and you lose your virginity, but then you're like you don't have sex for like for I don't know years. Can you re-virginize yourself? It's the same sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I think you can. I think that's absolutely a possibility. So I would be a gym virgin for sure. You know, it's probably a lie because I know I have done a couple of actual gym workouts within that time.
But sure.
That in that period, I probably did maybe 10 workouts and that was it.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? They're probably all in like the span of 2 weeks and then I just couldn't go again.
Yeah, like you had one good run.
Yeah.
And then you're like, nah, can't do it anymore.
But to be fair, it's not my fault because the gym that we're going to didn't have 24-hour access.
Yeah. Which is, you know, in this day and age, it's kind of crazy. You want that.
Yeah,
you need it.
Pretty much.
In our busy lifestyles.
Pretty much. Because you then have to revolve your time frame around everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a prick. I need people to revolve it around me.
Exactly. I am the center of my own world, goddammit.
And the thing is, it's not like it was a cheap membership either. It was probably one of the most expensive memberships going around. And I couldn't go when I wanted to, which was very unfortunate. But it was still the best gym I've ever been to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, just think for a second of that membership and what it was, right? Because the membership that I'm paying now, and, you know, I'm one of these guys that that now goes to a CrossFit gym, right?
Oh, yeah. I can see it. You've got gains.
Yeah.
You've got
totally.
You've got chiropractic gains. You've got rehab gains.
Yeah, I've got all of it. But this gym is triple the weekly fee that we used to pay back at that old gym.
That's amazing.
Which, look, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's an absolutely fantastic gym, and it's probably worth the money. I haven't seen $60 a week worth of gains yet.
Whose fault is that though? Like, do you go in there and say, look, I need you guys to just step it up a little bit?
Yeah. It's like, look, I'm paying all this money. I would expect to have, you know, like at least one ab per $60 that I pay.
Oh, no, you do have one ab. It's just like one big ab.
One big ab. And, yeah. And that's, you know, maybe I didn't go through it enough with them. They're like, look, we can see it. It's popping well through your shirt.
Yeah.
That one big ab.
Yeah. And your pecs, they're so developed that they're actually hanging pecs.
That's exactly right. Oh man, it's as far as the gym goes, I do want to, you know, because I'm the same as you. Like I had quite a big time off, and obviously we all had to have a lot of time off. Regardless, it was forced time off because of COVID-19, right? So none of us really had the opportunity. I tried as much as I could to do what I could from my balcony, But living in a unit kind of really limits you to the amount of space that you have, especially when, you know, you're not really supposed to be going outside unless it's for exercise, I suppose. So maybe I probably could have gone outside now that I think about it, but I kept myself stuck on my balcony and tried to do what I could with 22.5 kilo dumbbells.
There's only so many things you can do. And that's a very specific weight as well.
It is. And it's not light.
No. So what are you going to do? Like maybe some shoulder presses, maybe some bench press, maybe some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
who knows? That's like, there's only so many pressing actions you can do because that's a lot of weight to try to do flies or curl. Oh, you could maybe do some flies, but.
Oh, what flies? I could fly myself off my balcony.
Yeah, exactly. Way.
That's about it. I like throw it forward and then just lurch myself off the end.
Oh man, it's do you have any goals that you want to reach for your I guess your lifting lifestyle? Because I'm thinking of getting back into it,
yeah.
And I'm just thinking like, what's the best way for me to go about this? Because I am possibly 99% chance building a house. And I'm like, ooh, now do I put a gym into the garage?
Oh, damn, why wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, one, would I be allowed to? And two, it's a big investment. And three, I'm pretty sure there's now another powerlifting gym just down the road from where I live.
Oh, really?
Be leaving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think, like, are you building the house yourself?
Yes.
Like with your own bare hands from scratch?
Yeah, I am. That's the workout.
That might be enough of a workout.
Yeah.
You might be set. Look, I would, if I had the opportunity, I would most definitely put a gym in just in case. Hey, look, could be a second wave coming.
You never know.
You don't know what's happening. But if you have the opportunity to do it, I'd definitely do it. But as far as goals go, I just want to get back. Look, I'm not a young man anymore, Cade. I'm not some early 20s. You know, guy that can just, you know, eat whatever he wants and go to the gym and do 3 bicep curls and be ripped to shreds.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you ever like that?
No, that's not the point. But I'm not like that now. I am like a much older guy that needs a lot of work, but also has a body that is basically dust on the inside. So yeah. I have to be very careful with what I'm doing. So I just want to get slowly back into it.
Yeah, no, I heard this thing, and maybe you can confirm this, but I've never actually heard of it. But apparently people, younger people, even some older people have this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but there's this thing called cartilage in between their bones, in their knees.
Mm, no.
Apparently people have that.
Do they?
Like, I thought only sharks had cartilage.
Only sharks do. Humans don't have it.
No.
I've never felt it, surely.
Neither have I.
All I know is that the two bones in joints are supposed to just sit right on top of each other and just grind each other away until there's nothing left except sharp points that then end up poking through your leg or something when you do a squat.
And that's how you know you've done all the lifting that you ever need to.
That's right. You've clocked the gym.
Yeah. Your body then goes, no worries. You don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah. It is trying to continue to lift weights as you get older is probably one of the, because you don't necessarily lose strength, right? So strength is something that stays with you, especially if you've been lifting for a while. You do maintain that muscle memory and all that sort of stuff. So it's not so much that your strength ability goes backwards, but it just becomes harder and harder and harder for your body to recover. After every, like, I'm lucky if with these CrossFit sessions, if I get 3 in a week, I'm doing pretty well because I usually need quite a bit of time to recover after each session. And there are people there that go, you know, they'll go 5-6 days a week and it's absolutely nuts. And I just don't understand how they can physically recover.
Oh, I think you might know.
Okay, sure. There are scientifically proven ways that you can possibly, you know, maybe inject or...
No, it's, and I'm doing this in bunny ears, protein shakes.
Oh, just protein shakes, yeah.
Supplements.
All you got to do is just supplement. You just need all you need. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me now. All you need is protein, You need some of that super, super illegal creatine.
Oh, man. Don't even say that out loud. Creatine.
It's dangerous. Whew. And some fish oil tablets.
Krill, if you can afford it.
Krill, if you can afford krill. Like, if you're one of these rich guys, they can get the krill tablets. But that's all you need. Steroids don't work.
They're fake.
They're fake.
All they're injecting is krill oil.
Krill oil. Just highly concentrated krill oil. Just directly into their bones. But you have to put it into the bone.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
That's right. It's a pretty invasive procedure, but yeah, you do get, like, really good gains from it.
Absolutely. So what are some of your goals then? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to get – because there was once upon a time, you know, for those of you out there that don't know, Kate and I got relatively strong. Not ridiculous by any stretch of the imagination, but we relatively strong by the average person.
Is that your goal? Better is? Than the average person. Yeah, I'm thinking of getting back into powerlifting, just into the three main lifts. So sure. the squat.
Well, that's what powerlifting is.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, some, you know, there is now bicep curls accounted as a powerlifting move.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. You mean a strict curl?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I feel like that's been around for like 100 years, but.
Yeah, but I think it's starting to come into into actual meets as a dedicated lift. You know how you can just go in and do just the bench press?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's also, I think the dedicated curl is coming in.
Damn.
Yeah, be insane.
I'd be so shit at that.
Oh, man, I'm just so shit at all of it. But when it comes to like those totals, I do have like these super, super ambitious, like, there's always been that 300 kilo deadlift I want to get.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, and I think that's absolutely achievable. That's not a crazy number. It's not like the 500s of Eddie Hall's and stuff like that, or the Viking. I think 300's doable.
Isn't it crazy though? Just for a second, we'll just deviate off. Isn't it crazy that now 500 kilos is the goal? Think about that for a second. That's crazy. An actual attainable goal that people, and of course these are the best of the best of the best, but 500 kilos, half a ton, is an attainable deadlift goal. It's crazy.
No, it's not just a deadlift goal. That's also a squat goal these days. People are squatting over 1,200,000 pounds. No, 1,200 pounds.
1,200,000 pounds. What is he, fucking Goku?
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, so 1,200 pounds to kilos. Because people are doing those types of squats out at the moment. 544 kilos.
That's fucking nuts.
I'm going to just quickly
search. Like three U's.
Yeah, maybe two.
Yeah, if they had two U's on their shoulder. But like two of you holding a 12-pack of Krispy Kremes.
Oh my God, Troy, the world's heaviest squat. Now, this is in a squat suit, so take this for what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
577.5 kilos.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So just explain to the people that might not know what a squat suit is.
So a squat suit it's kind of like the best way to think of it would be like a spring-loaded suit that helps you get out of a squat hole. Yep. So that's when you're right down, sitting down low, and it's a really springy type of suit that assists you to get up, and it also stops your body from collapsing on itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it would help to the extent where it's like people will say the suit's doing all the work.
Yeah, oh, absolutely not. Like it's like the bench shirts and stuff like that, which is the same sort of principle, but for a bench press.
Yeah.
They obviously add more, but it's not to the point that it's adding, you know, like hundreds of kilos or anything like that. Like, you know, it might add maybe 40, maybe 50 kilos tops.
Yeah.
I think in some of those sorts of things. So it's crazy to think that people, what did you say the number was? 560?
577 and a half.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And look, the world record for a raw squat, which is just wearing a single ply suit, which is like a wrestling suit, which is kind of like you just rest, you're squatting in your jocks, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
520.
Oh, it's exactly like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 525 kilos.
525 raw.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you have this information in front of you, but is that the what's the word I'm looking for? Is that clean or is that dirty? Do you know what I mean?
No, that's, I think it's a walked out squat and everything.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. No juice involved?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Either way,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, look, because if we want to go like super, super like official, yep, we'll go IPF, which is like a proper federation.
International Powerlifting Federation.
Yeah. The heaviest squat there is 515 kilos.
That is nuts. Now, with the International Powerlifting Federation, their athletes have to be clean.
Yeah,
they can't test positive for any performance enhancing drugs or anything like that. Doesn't mean that they don't necessarily take them in some sort of cycle and come off them and whatever. We're not getting into the politics of it, but basically, at the time of the meet, they will be completely drug free. Which, when you're looking at a 570 kilo squat, it doesn't even matter if you were taking all of the steroids in the world. That is fucking ridiculous.
Can you imagine? Because I've seen videos of people who have walked these weights out. Because that's another thing that people don't realize is like they're not using like a machine or anything like that to hold the weight. They have to get under the weight, lift the weight up, walk it out by three steps, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And then squat it and then walk it back in. Like you're walking with 500 kilos on your back for six steps, which, oh, that's not that far. But after you squatted it,
yeah,
mate, that's it.
Go put a friggin' 20 kilo backpack on.
Yeah.
Go for a walk.
And then times that by a bloody shitload.
Yeah. But now, obviously, these guys that are hitting these weights, they're pretty big boys themselves. Like some of them are getting upwards of like, you know, 180 kilos, that sort of fucking the pinnacle of what a human being can possibly weigh. These guys are up there kind of weighing it. And, you know, but it doesn't take away that the fact that that is more than 2.5 times their body weight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, those are really big deadlift numbers or squat numbers that they get. But then you go to, like, the middleweight classes, and that's where you find the freaks of nature who are pulling 3, 4, 5 times their body weight.
Yeah, that's where you're getting these little, like, 86-kilo kids that are, like, you know, deadlifting 300-and-something kilos and stuff like that. It's just absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so here it is. The world record for IPF deadlift is done in the 93 to 105 class, not the open class.
Right.
And the weight is 420 kilos.
Jesus.
Imagine that, a 93 kilo kid or gentleman.
Dude, it could be an old man.
Could be an old man. You know, like you said, weight, strength doesn't discriminate. And 420 kilos. Man, that's four crazy times body weight.
Yeah, that's nuts. That is absolutely nuts. Like when you think about, like there is nothing that you can do that can kind of compare to that sort of level of strength, really, when you think about it. Insofar as like looking at kind of other sports or anything like that, there's probably nothing where you are performing at four times what you physically, you know, the average person should be able to do, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, that's it. And look, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap up the Holy Trinity: bench press.
Okay.
The heaviest bench press ever done in IPF class. So, you know, there'll be ones heavier than this. So this is just on the international professional circuit.
Yep.
Is 323.4 kilos.
323.4. What's the biggest bench you've ever benched?
Oh,
competition level.
No, in competition?
Yeah.
I reckon it would be, shit, it would probably be about 130.
Yeah.
Maybe, I remember I tried 140. So I think it would be 135.
Yeah. So, and that's similar to where I was around that sort of thing. And that's kind of like, you have to understand that when you're looking at competition lifting, you're looking at the proper, you know, you have to unrack the weight. It has to sit on your chest for a certain amount of time before you push it off. All that sort of stuff. Like it's not just one of these.
There's, you know, so many rules.
Yeah, you're doing like a, you know, you're doing a quarter rep sort of thing. Like it has to go all the way down to your chest, has to sit on your chest for a second, and then you push it back up and away you go. It can't dip. It can't do a whole bunch of certain things. You can't, you know, as the weight is going back up, it can't come back down at any point. Like you can't struggle with it.
Can't change the direction.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about the 135, 140 kilo mark, and these guys are hitting 200 plus kilos more than that.
Yeah. Insane. Insane.
That's absolutely nuts. I was watching, because, you know, this is just powerlifting talk, but then you get into the Olympic lifting side of things.
Oh, those guys are beasts, man.
Crazy, man. So I was watching a video the other day of now this is one of the best Olympic lifters in the world, right? He's a guy that comes out of China. His name's Lu something. I don't want to say it because I don't want to butcher it, but his first name is Lu, L-U. But he was just warming up and hit a PR snatch, right? Which
In warm up,
right? So this is so a snatch is kind of, it's a little bit harder to explain, but it's kind of, it's like a you know, you start off in a wide grip deadlift position, and the idea is to bring the weight directly up and above your head without stretched arms. Like, just look it up. It's easy to just look up what a snatch is. But this kid at 83 kilos hit a PR of 186 kilo snatch.
That's disgusting.
186 kilo snatch. That is, that snatch, which is a hard movement to A, do, B, you need to come out of an overhead squat position with 186 kilos extended over your head from a deep squat to stand up. So not only is he snatching 186 kilos and keeping it above his head, he is also overhead squatting that weight from the base up, which is 186 kilos is a bigger squat than 90% of what people can do.
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Which is fucking insane.
Oh, man. I tell you what, Olympic lifters have to be the most athletic people ever made.
Oh, absolutely, man. The explosiveness that they need to get, you know, the weight from the ground to above their head, whether it's a, you know, whether it's a clean and press, because when you go into clean and press movements, which is where you basically, you know, again, from a deadlift start position, you're cleaning the weight to your chest and then you're pressing it above your head in two separate motions. They're hitting, like, you know, same sort of athletes are hitting over 200 kilos.
Far out. It's which crazy.
It's absolutely insane when you think about the type of weight. So some people's maximum deadlift, my max deadlift that I've ever hit being 215, these people are clean and pressing it at 20 kilos less body weight, and they're just holding that shit over their head like it's, hey, look at me. Look at me, I'm an ant. I'm an ant man.
Yeah, it's bloody, it's insane, man. I honestly don't know how these bodies do it. It's incredible. If you haven't seen this stuff, man, you just got to go out there and check it out. It is pretty incredible.
It's pretty incredible. It's also slightly rage-inducing to know that there are people out there that can do these things and you can't. And then you're getting, you know, from there, you're getting into like things like the World's Strongest Man and stuff like that with the type of shit that they are doing, which is all, you know, it all sort of comes together. Like people with a good, strong powerlifting background, you know, might transition into strongman and stuff like that. But things just get weirder. The apparatus gets like different. You know, you get thicker bars. You're deadlifting cars and stuff like that, and you're pulling trucks and lifting like, you know, 180 kilo stones.
Yeah,
sort of way over your head and stuff. It's just absolutely ridiculous. The feats of strength that that people are capable of. Not you and I necessarily. Not yet. We're gonna get back into it. Hey, look, you're younger than me, so you might be okay. You've got a few years of body integrity left in you. I do not have that, but I'm going to continue to try and aspire to be great when it comes to what is essentially a useless sport of lifting heavy things.
Pretty much. It's some would say it's like a very ego-driven type of thing. but I don't think it is. I think it's more so like it is. It's a very personal sport.
It is. Where,
and it's a very fucking boring sport. There is nothing more boring in this world than powerlifting.
Now, you know, you say that like you hate it, but when you actually, you know, you hit that PB, that personal best, right? When you hit it, there's nothing greater than that on the flip side.
Yeah.
So while you have to do all this boring, repetitive work to kind of get there, you might chuck half a kilo on top of your, like, you know, your previous best squat, but it is the most joy-inducing moment you'll ever have in your life.
Totally, totally.
Without a doubt.
That's a good question for the episode. What's the most rewarding outcome you've ever had from exercise?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good question. Yeah, I don't know. Me personally, I don't know if I have one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've reached that yet.
Neither do I. And that's the thing. So I managed to, I'll just wrap this up quickly. I don't know, we're at the time limit, but I managed to go to Iceland once and attempt to lift this world famous stone where strongmen from all around the world, they go to this place in Iceland. It's called Húsafell, and they try to lift the Húsafell stone, which is 183 or 186 kilo.
You had no chance.
Odd shaped stone. Needless to say, I did not lift it. I got it, like, I managed to get it off the ground to a point that I could hold it.
Wow.
But it never left the ground.
Yeah.
Gravity and the world famous stone won that day, my friend. But if I have a goal, it's to go back and it's to lift that goddamn stone.
It's not bad. You should get a replica made.
Yeah, well, yeah. And people do. That's the thing.
Oh, do they really?
They absolutely do get them. Wow. Made, yeah, because you can, because it's a weird shape and everything as well. That's the hardest part. So 186 kilos is heavy enough to try to lift it like an odd shaped object off the ground. But the way this thing is, like, you can't quite get your arms all the way around it. Yeah. So your fingers can't touch. You can't interlock your fingers. Or a person of my stature, anyway, can't do it. Bigger people can, but yeah, you can't quite grip your hand. So you're kind of like, just kind of like half hugging the stone and then attempting to lift it off the ground. But, that's it.
Damn.
That's my goal.
Well, listeners, let us know what's your most rewarding, gym moment or exercise moment. Hit us up on the socials. The links are in the show notes. We'll be back next week. As always, I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Greatest of Gym Mates.
Strong Mates.
Strong Mates. That's the episode title.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.